Despite a bachelor's degree and extensive managerial experience, John Pinkoski of Superior hasn't found a steady job for a year and a half. He says the government should find ways to create long-term employment instead of offering jobs and stimulus that create short-term work.
I don't think we're out of the recession, like they say. I don't think we've ever really gotten out of this recession, and I think it's probably going to get worse this winter, you know.
A man who chooses to stay anonymous spent 2009 without a paycheck. After working with the Census Bureau, he's unemployed again. He says the government doesn't invest enough in small businesses.
They're sincere, and I think they're trying to do a good job, but small businesses are what create over 90% of the new jobs. If you had $1 trillion, if you used that for business startups, $1 trillion at a $20,000 wage would create 40 million jobs.
Dolores Manor of Superior has been underemployed since 2002. That's when she got a medical assistant degree. She can't find a job that pays enough to get her out of student debt. She says she's lost faith in the government to stave unemployment.
I don't really think that they're doing a whole lot, but what can they do if places don't hire?
On the bright side, up to 100 people are finding work in Douglas County per week, and there has been a 10% decrease in people seeking employment at the job center in Superior this month compared to the beginning of summer. Joe Cadott, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.